This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Earls Oconee Historical Society. Today I'll be reading again from Elbin Zabrocki's descriptive stories about life in the country when he was young. He was born in 1914 and lived near Greenbush. He wrote these stories for his grandkids and future descendants that will never have to experience the lack of comforts that we now take for granted. This story tells about the process of keeping clothes clean. We put the copper boiler on the stove, filled the thing to about 3/4 full of water, stoked up the fire, and tried to bring this water near a boiling temperature. After it got there, then you had to have, I have to tell you, no home was without P&G soap, a bottle of bluing and gloss starch, because Dad's shirts and the older boys wanted their shirts white as snow and sleeves starched, collars starched, and these were the thing you had to have to fulfill that requirement. There came a competitor, and Fell's naphtha soap came on the market. That had a nice pink and green combination wrapping on it, and Fell's naphtha was very good, a very keen competitor of the P&G. Then we all had to have a little bit of lava soap, and lava was the one with the grit in it, and I think it's on the market to this day. That would take the grease out more readily than the smoother stuff like P&G. Now Mom starts washing clothes. First of all, it was with a scrub board. You had the board in the tub, and you pushed the clothes back and forth against the board into the hot water that you took from the copper boiler. But then, I will just forget about that portion of it, and you get modern. Lo and behold, all of a sudden on the market came the washing machine with the agitator in the middle of a so-called wooden barrel. A handle was attached to this agitator, and as you pulled the lever back and forth, the agitator would spin the clothes back and forth inside of this water that you had heated on the stove in the copper boiler. Well, then of course, when you took the clothes out of there, you had to have a way of getting the water out of the clothes. So, lo and behold, someone had invented a so-called wringer. And the wringer was a dual roller of solid rubber, two rows of solid rubber. When you put the clothes into those two rollers and turned the crank, naturally it pushed the clothes forward, and as the clothes came out of the wringer, they were then put into rinse water, wrung out again, and then supposedly dry enough for you to hang out on the line to finish the process. But what do you do in the wintertime? Nevertheless, Mother used to take these clothes out on the line, hang them out there many times. Before she left the clothesline, they were stiff, they were frozen. But we called them freeze-dried. They stayed out there until we would bring them in. When you brought them in, you couldn't put them in the clothes basket because they were stiff. So you carried them in oftentimes like an umbrella. What do you do with them? Well, after you had them in the house for a couple of minutes, first thing you know, they started to thaw out a little bit and become flexible. In our living room, we always had a clothesline rope which we strung across the living room, trying to avoid as much furniture beneath as possible. And that's where we would hang the sheets. That was not near enough to hang all the clothes on those short lines, but we would hang those pillowcases and sheets and the long johns and all the other underwear. But finally, you run out of space. So now what do? Well, you've got the backs of chairs and the backs of a lot of the furniture, and if need be, you can even lay some of the things on the floor. By morning, they would be partially dry, and if they weren't, well, you just left them there until they did dry. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.